Chapter 7. Interstate Driving and Rural Roads. Traffic on an interstate normally moves safely and smoothly because there are fewer places for the type of problems that could cause crashes. However, the crashes that do happen are usually serious. Vehicles traveling the interstate are usually traveling at a higher or of speed. When crashes do occur, they are usually more severe. As a driver, you need to know and follow some basic rules and practices to make interstate driving as safe as possible. Planning ahead. Since interstate entrances and exits may be far apart, you should plan your route in advance. Use a map and know exactly where you will enter and exit the interstate. Also, make sure your vehicle is in good working condition. Since there are few service stations along some remote stretches along interstate highways, you may find yourself in serious trouble if you run out of gas or have a breakdown. Before you leave, check your gas, water, oil, and tires. Don't forget to check your spare tire. General interstate driving. Be ready for changes in traffic conditions. Watch for signals from other drivers. Expect merging vehicles at on-ramps and interchanges. Be prepared for rapid changes in road conditions and traffic flow. As you look ahead, think about what will, or might, happen on the road. Be alert for vehicles on either side, to the front and to the rear. Use your mirrors. Leave enough space between you and the vehicle ahead for safe stops. Always leave yourself an out. Mistakes cause crashes. To protect yourself, know which lanes are clear so you can use them if you need to. Entering. Whenever you enter traffic, signal and be sure you have enough space to enter safely. You have to share space with traffic already on the road and must know how much space you need to merge with traffic and pass other cars. Enter the interstate at or near the speed of traffic. Remember that the maximum speed allowed is 70 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. You should not drive slower than the posted minimum speed on the interstate unless the weather or road conditions demand slower speed. Always try to drive at a steady speed. Begin checking traffic while on the entrance ramp. Do not move slowly to the end of the entrance ramp and stop. Start your turn signal to warn other drivers. Look for a gap in the approaching traffic. Then, adjust your speed to meet that gap. As you merge, make sure you are traveling the same speed as other traffic. Do not stop before merging with interstate traffic unless it is absolutely necessary. Interstate traffic has the right of way. You can't always count on other drivers either seeing you or moving over to give you space to enter. Space to merge. When you merge into traffic, you need a gap of 4 seconds. That will give both you and the car you merge in front of a 2-second following distance. Don't try to squeeze into a gap that is too small. Leave yourself a big enough space cushion. Watch for vehicles around you. Use your mirrors and turn signals. Turn your head to look quickly to the side before changing lanes. It is a good idea to leave 3 seconds of space between you and the vehicle ahead. Make sure you can stop safely if you must. At some interstate entrances, there is a short acceleration lane. With heavy traffic, you are more likely to see cars stopped and waiting for large enough gaps in traffic. This situation is dangerous because of the risk of rear-end collisions and the need for fast acceleration to enter traffic. To enter traffic from a full stop, you will need about a full block to get up to the speed of the other vehicles on the interstate highway. Right-hand lane. Avoid unnecessary lane changing. Stay in the right-hand lane unless overtaking and passing, making an exit to the left, or letting another vehicle enter. However, you may drive in any lane of an interstate having 3 or more lanes in one direction, with each lane having a specific function. The right-hand lane is used for exiting and entering. The middle is often used as the travel lane and the far left lane is for passing. When you approach most entrance points, you will see a merge sign. This sign warns you to be ready to adjust your speed or to move into the left lane, if possible. This will let other drivers enter traffic smoothly and safely. The right-hand lane is also a place where some drivers slow down for an exit. This is dangerous. When you see an exit sign, be alert for drivers who suddenly slow or who swerve into an exit lane at the last second. Don't follow the vehicle in front of you too closely. Always keep at least a 4-second space cushion between you and the vehicle ahead. When the weather is bad or the pavement is slick, you should double that time. Rear-end collisions are the most frequent type of crashes on the interstates. Keeping a space cushion. A cushion of space ahead, behind and to the sides gives you some distance to avoid the mistakes of other drivers. Rear-end crashes usually occur because of drivers following too closely. If your rear-view mirror shows another vehicle is too close to you, realize you are dealing with an unsafe driver. You should still keep a safe following distance behind the vehicle ahead of you. In case of a rear-end crash, this may prevent you from being pushed into the vehicle ahead. If you are being followed too closely, tailgated, slow down and encourage the driver behind you to pass. If this fails, pull over, stop and let the tailgater pass. Keep your doors locked. Keep a space cushion to the side to have room to react to sudden moves toward you by other vehicles. Avoid driving alongside other cars on multi-lane streets. Drive in the center of your lane to keep space between you and oncoming cars. Make room for vehicles entering interstate highways. If there is no one next to you, move over a lane. Space management. Always leave for your destination on time so that you do not need to rush while driving. To be a safe and defensive driver, you must be aware of and manage the road space around your car. There are three basic elements to space management. 1. Speed control. 2. Lane position. 3. Communication. Using these three tools, you can manage your space and be positioned to see and process information to make decisions. Your most important goal in managing your road space is to achieve a balance of these three tools at all times. Exiting. One of the main reasons for planning ahead is to know exactly where you want to leave the interstate. Look ahead for signs telling you about the exit you want and the lane you must use. Approximately a mile before your exit, check to make sure you are in the correct lane to make the exit. Change lanes one at a time until you are in the proper lane to safely make the exit. Signal your intention for approximately 5 seconds and make sure you are at the proper speed for leaving the traffic lane, not too fast so you won't lose control and not too slow so the flow of traffic can still move freely. If you miss your exit, do not stop, do not back up. It is against the law and is one of the most dangerous things you can do on an interstate highway. Go on to the next exit. Get back on the interstate and return to the exit you want. Most interstate exits have a special lane for you to use to slow down before you reach the exit. Never slow down on the interstate itself. Wait until you are fully in the deceleration lane, and then reduce your speed to the posted ramp speed. Be aware of two-way traffic ahead after your exit from the interstate. Rural roads. Sometimes you may leave the urban areas of the city for less trafficked roads. Whether you're visiting or you normally drive in rural areas, these roads have unique challenges. Driving on empty rural highways can be just as dangerous as driving in heavy city traffic. It is easy to relax your attention and suddenly come upon something dangerous. Stay alert. Watch for warning signs and slow down. Some road conditions and driving hazards are unique to rural roads when compared to a paved interstate or city street. Rural roads consist of paved, gravel and dirt roads. It is important to understand the different types of hazard that are common on rural roads. Gravel or dirt. Vehicles do not have as much traction on gravel or dirt roads as they do on concrete or asphalt roads. When driving on gravel or dirt, you must reduce your speed and increase your following distance, since it will take much longer to stop due to loss of traction. Skidding can occur when traction is lost. Gravel or dirt roads can become rough and rippled from where a series of potholes has formed and can affect steering and vehicle control. Dust. During dry periods of the year, gravel roads can become extremely dusty. Vision can be reduced. It is recommended that you use low-beam headlights to make your vehicle more visible to others, slow down and increase your following distance. Narrow bridges and roads. Gravel or dirt roads can be narrow and have little to no shoulder, which can be hazardous. Ditches can be close to the road, very steep and dangerous. You should look for narrow bridge signs and be prepared to stop for oncoming traffic. These roadways may have sharp dips or unexpected turns. Therefore, you should slow down and increase your following distance. Open bridge gratings or steel bridges reduce speed, as traction for braking and steering is reduced. Due to the reduced traction, keep a firm grip on the steering wheel and increase your following distance. Vision limitations. Blind corners created by wooded areas, cornfields, or other tall crops can create vision limitations. Steep hills and curves. Hills and curves on rural roads are often steeper and sharper than on highways. Before reaching the crest of a hill or before entering a curve, slow down, move to the right side of the road, and watch for oncoming vehicles. Highway railroad grade crossings. Many highway railroad grade crossings on rural roads are marked only with a warning sign and a white X-shaped railroad crossing sign and typically do not have lights or crossing gates. Therefore, you should always slow down, look both ways, and be prepared to stop for a train before crossing the tracks. Uncontrolled intersections. Some intersections on rural roads are not controlled by yield or stop signs. These intersections can be very dangerous if you do not approach them with caution. When approaching an uncontrolled rural intersection, slow down and be prepared to stop for crossing or oncoming traffic. Expect other road users and animals coming out of hidden junctions and driveways. People working, walking, or cycling on the road. Farm machinery and slow-moving vehicles. School buses picking up, dropping off students. Animals. Sometimes animals also pose a risk for drivers. There is an estimated 1.5 million deer vehicle collisions annually in the United States, causing more than 150 fatalities and $1.1 billion in property damage. Use caution when approaching deer crossing warning signs. The signs are there for a reason. Keep your speed down at night. If you see one animal, expect there is another nearby. Know which seasons and times are worse than others. Wildlife is more active at dusk and dawn. This is also it is hardest for our eyes to adjust, as it is neither completely dark nor completely light. When traveling in a wildlife area, actively scan both sides of the roads as you drive. Sometimes a domesticated animal such as a horse or cow may wander into the roadway. Sound your horn and brake in a controlled manner. Don't scare the animal so that it runs into the path of another vehicle or swerve around the animal, causing it to panic. Usually sounding the horn is enough for the natural instincts of an animal to take over. Remain calm. When it is safe, notify the local authorities of the problem so that the animal does not cause an accident or injury. If wild animals are on the road, slow down or stop. Do not use the horn or reverend the engine. Pass as far away from the animals as possible. There may be times when an animal suddenly runs in front of your vehicle. Do not swerve into oncoming traffic or off the roadway to avoid hitting the animal. Big game animals, mostly deer, are large enough to cause damage to a motor vehicle. The size of the animal may cause you to take drastic action to prevent a collision. This may result in a more serious crash than if the vehicle collided with an animal. Regretfully, the safest alternative may be hitting the animal. Concentrate on regaining control of the vehicle before, during, and after the collision with the animal. You can use these precautions to reduce your chances of colliding with an animal. Use caution when driving at dawn and dusk and between the months of October through December, when animals are most active. Use caution and be alert when driving on roadways marked with deer crossing signs. These signs are placed in areas that have had a large number of deer vehicle collisions. Look well down the road and far off to each side. Scan the sides of the road to watch for the reflection of your vehicle headlights in the eyes of animals, especially at night and near woods and water. Slow down and use caution when approaching animals that are standing near the roadway. They may bolt or change direction at the last minute, and there may be other deer following since they travel in groups. Use flashers or a headlight signal to warn other drivers when animals are spotted on or near the road. If you think you have time to avoid hitting an animal, reduce your speed, tap your brakes to warn other drivers, and sound your horn. Deer tend to fixate on headlights, so flashing them may cause the animal to freeze in the road. If there are no vehicles close behind you, brake hard, but do not lock wheels, causing a skid. Pets, such as dogs, may also run out on the roadway. Dogs that chase vehicles tend to approach in a straight line. Slow down until the dog is near your vehicle, then accelerate away from the dog as it approaches. Dogs are likely to be seen in residential, rural, or farm areas. If an accident with an animal is inevitable, here are some suggestions for lessening the impact. Do not swerve to avoid the animal. Your risk of personal injury may be greater if you do. Keep your vehicle under control and on the roadway when you hit the animal. Steer your vehicle towards the area the animal came from. This may take you away from the animal and it is more likely to keep moving forward rather than backtracking. This will only work if there is one animal and not a group such as a herd of deer. Shift your line of eyesight to that spot as well. Don't look at the animal or you'll steer that way. Try to skim rather than fully impact the animal. Brake firmly. Angle the vehicle and take your foot off the brake as you impact. The release of the brake will cause slight lift of the vehicle and this may be enough to stop the animal from rising into your windshield if your vehicle is tall enough. Report the crash to the police if it involves a large animal such as a deer or farm animal. If the animal is a domestic pet and homes are nearby, try to notify the pet's owner, if possible. Do not go inside someone's home. Slow-moving vehicles. Be alert for slow-moving vehicles, especially in rural areas. A fluorescent or reflective orange and red triangle displayed on the rear of vehicles drawn by animals, farm equipment or construction equipment means the vehicle is traveling less than 25 miles per hour. Use caution when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and be sure it is safe before you pass. Farm machinery. Watch for tractors, combines and other farm equipment moving across the road and traveling on state highways in rural areas. Farm machinery can be very large and wide enough to take up more than one traffic lane. Farm machinery usually does not have turn signals and to make a right turn, operators of farm machinery may pull wide to the left and then turn to the right. In most cases, these vehicles will be traveling at less than 25 miles per hour. Pass with caution and remember the operator of the farm machinery cannot hear approaching vehicles. Animal-drawn vehicles. In some rural areas, you may be sharing the road with animal-drawn vehicles. They have the same rights to use the road as a motor vehicle and must follow the same rules of the road. They are subject to heavy damage and injury to the occupants if hit by a vehicle. Normal speeds for animal-drawn vehicles range between 5 and 8 miles per hour. They may be even slower when pulling large farm equipment or when crossing intersections. Another hazard to consider is restricted vision from the driver of the animal-drawn vehicle. When pulling large loads of hay or other equipment, drivers may not be able to see vehicles behind them. Therefore, you need to be extra cautious when passing animal-drawn vehicles. Pass with caution and do not use your horn or reverend the engine because this may scare the horse and cause a crash. To avoid other possible collisions, you should anticipate left turns made by animal-drawn vehicles into fields and driveways. Warning signs will be posted in areas where you are likely to find animal-drawn vehicles, so be alert. Horseback riders. Horseback riders are subject to and protected by the rules of the road. They must ride single file near the right curb or road edge, or on a usable right shoulder, lane or path. Use caution when approaching a horse being ridden or led along a road. Areas where horseback riding is common will usually be marked with an advisory sign. You must drive at a reasonable speed and at a reasonable distance away from the horse. Do not sound your horn or reverend your engine loudly when approaching or passing a horse. It could scare the horse and cause a crash. Driving slow-moving vehicles. If you are driving a slow-moving vehicle and you have to drive so slowly that other vehicles have to reduce speed to the rear, pull to the side of the roadway when safe to do so and let the other vehicles pass. Many states have turnout areas on some two-way, single-lane roadways that must be used when you are causing vehicles to the rear to slow down significantly. Other two-way, single-lane roadways sometimes have selective passing lanes to reduce congestion to the rear of slower vehicles. Safe and responsible handling of the vehicle under various conditions. It's important to know as much as you can about your vehicle's weight, especially if you plan to haul a lot of cargo or pull a trailer or moving van. For example, if you attach a small moving trailer and don't know the weight of your vehicle, you can overload it, which affects safety. If the vehicle is overloaded, it can cause harm to your brakes, making it hard for you to stop or slow down and can damage your suspension. Err on the side of caution whenever hauling large amounts of cargo. If you're pulling a trailer, you should know how much the gross combined weight rating will be. If renting a moving trailer, ask how much the trailer weighs when empty and how much weight it can hold to help you determine total weight. You can find your gross vehicle weight, GVR, and your gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, in your owner's manual as well as other ratings to ensure your safety on the road. It should also appear on your title and registration documents. Weather changes. A sudden change in the weather calls for a change in driving. For your safety, it is important that you adjust your speed to the weather conditions. When driving in a heavy downpour or in fog, slow down and turn on your low beam headlights. If the fog is so dense that it impairs your vision, you should not drive at all. If you must drive, slow down and drive to the nearest place where it is possible for you to get off the highway and stop. You are risking your life by creeping along at 10 to 20 miles per hour on the highway. Be prepared for an emergency stop. Red tail lights may be a vehicle that is stopped on the roadway or just barely moving. Be aware that vehicles coming up behind you may be driving too fast. Tap your brakes to make these drivers aware of your vehicle. At night. Night driving creates a different set of problems for drivers. Driving at night is more hazardous and more difficult than daytime driving. You cannot see nearly as much with your headlights as you see in the daytime. Headlights limit your range of visibility. Here are some things you can do that will help you to see better at night. Use your high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. Dim your high beams whenever you come within about a one block distance of an oncoming vehicle. If a vehicle comes toward you with their high beams on, flash your headlights once quickly. If the driver fails to dim their lights, look toward the right side of the road to keep from being blinded by their headlights. Do not try to get back at the other driver by keeping your bright lights on. If you do, both of you may be blinded, possibly causing a crash. Use your low beams when following another vehicle, in heavy traffic, in fog, or when it is snowing or raining hard. Light from high beams will reflect back, causing glare and making it more difficult to see ahead. Some vehicles have fog lights that you can use in fog, snow, or rain. Avoid looking directly into oncoming headlights as this can cause momentary blindness from the glare. Develop the ability to glance well ahead of your headlight beams, looking for dark shapes on the roadway. Glance occasionally to the right and left to determine the location of the edge of the pavement and hazards that may come from the sides. Do not wear sunglasses or colored glasses when driving at night or on dark days. Colored lenses cause your eyes to adjust even more slowly and can reduce your vision. In the country or in more rural areas, it's easy to outdrive your headlights. You should be able to stop within the distance lit by your headlights. Increase your following distance to at least 4 seconds. A clean windshield can make a big difference to visibility. Whether you drive in urban, rural, or interstate, there are 3 types of conditions you encounter on the road. 1. Open conditions. This means that you have a space or a larger area in which to drive that is without restrictions. You see only wide, open spaces on the road ahead, with no restrictions around your car. You are free to move forward or to change lanes without conflict. 2. Closed conditions. A closed zone means that it is not available for your car's path of travel, that there is a restriction to the driver's view or that space is unavailable in a particular zone. You will encounter this type of conditions driving in moderate to heavy traffic. 3. Changing conditions. This often occurs when the driving situation changes from an open to a closed zone. Changing conditions can include speed limits, roadway or weather conditions, lane width, environmental conditions, visibility, traffic flow, time of day, traffic controls, etc. Each of these conditions should have an influence on what speed is appropriate, the path of travel, and what type of communication is used. The urban driving environment is typically more challenging to the novice driver because there are more stimuli to be sorted and react to. Reducing speed allows more time to see details of the urban driving environment, such as pedestrians, road hazards, and traffic flow. It also allows time to analyze what you see and predict what might happen, react to any hazards that might require quick reflexes, and execute decisions to safely change directions and avoid hazardous situations. Trip planning. There are ways you can help reduce your driving costs. First, determine your overall transportation needs. For each trip, determine if it is necessary. If so, there may be times you do not need to drive yourself. You might ride with someone else, or you could take public transportation if it is available. The best way to extend the life of your vehicle and save on fuel is to use it as little as possible. To help cut down on your driving and make trip planning easier, take public transportation when it is available. Avoid driving during heavy traffic. It causes extra wear and tear on you and the vehicle. Use carpools or share rides whenever possible. Plan, and then combine your trips. Make a list of the things you need and the places you need to go. Go to as many places as possible on any one trip. Call ahead to make sure that they have what you need or that what you are picking up is ready. By doing these things, you can help cut down on the amount of traffic on the road, cut your travel costs, and save yourself time and effort. To prepare a vehicle for any trip, be sure to check the important mechanical components such as windshields and windows, lights, tires, all fluid levels, belts, hoses, and brakes. Get a good night's sleep the night before the start of the trip. Before going on a trip, consider the time of day to avoid congestion in city areas. Have a plan for the route, including the route number, entrance and exit numbers of the final destination. Consider rest stops, fuel stops, food stops, and potential construction areas. Take a map with routes highlighted or a description of a route written on paper as a reference. Determine the number of miles to be traveled daily. The average number of miles driven on major highways is 100 to 110 miles every 2 hours, with 10 to 15 minute breaks every 2 to 3 hours and 1 hour stops for meals. When traveling on secondary roads, which go through towns and cities or traveling through mountains, it will take longer to get to your destination. If one person will be doing all of the driving, 6 to 8 hours of driving in any one day should be considered the limit. When two or more persons can share the driving, total driving time should not exceed 10 to 11 hours. Avoid driving after dark when visibility is limited, and particularly after 11 p.m. when you are more apt to fall asleep while driving. Be prepared when going on any trip. Remember to take an extra set of keys in case you lock your keys in the vehicle or lose them. Insurance information in case you are in a crash. Money for expected and unexpected travel expenses. Vehicle owner's manual in case your vehicle breaks down. Maps of local areas in case you get lost.